Illegal alien sentenced for role in counterfeit document racket in Michigan. By Randy Clark on April 1, 2026. The United States Attorney for the Western District of Michigan announced the sentence of Egidio Vasquez Mencho, a citizen of Guatemala illegally present in the United States. The sentencing followed the conviction for his role in a counterfeit document selling scheme in Michigan. Vasquez Mencho worked with others in the conspiracy that provided false Social Security cards and permanent resident alien cards to other illegal aliens in Grand Rapids, Michigan. The court sentenced 41-year-old Vasquez Mencho to 6 months in federal prison, and he is the second defendant of three illegal aliens charged in the counterfeit document production scheme that provided the documents to other illegal aliens during 2024 and 2024, according to court documents. Vasquez Mencho is one of three Guatemalan nationals charged earlier for profiting by receiving payments for the counterfeit documents that allowed the illegal alien recipients to obtain employment and access services intended for citizens and immigrants legally in the United States. Vasquez Mencho's role was primarily to deliver counterfeit documents to purchasers and collect payments from them, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office, and he was convicted of conspiracy to transfer false identification documents. U.S. Attorney Verhey commented on the sentencing, saying, "Vasquez Mencho deserved to be prosecuted and punished. It is bad enough that he has repeatedly violated our immigration laws by crossing the border without permission. Worse than that, once he got here, he operated an illegal document business that enabled others like him to obtain employment illegally and claim taxpayer-supported public services. This conduct must stop." According to Verhey, Vasquez Mencho is no stranger to immigration authorities. This is the third time Vasquez Mencho was found in the United States illegally. The first time he was encountered by immigration authorities, he was allowed to voluntarily depart. After his second encounter, he was formally removed by immigration authorities to Guatemala. Following the completion of his sentence, he will again be returned to his native Guatemala, according to Verhey. The case against Vasquez Mencho originated in September 2025, when a grand jury in Grand Rapids indicted Vasquez Mencho, 34-year-old Guatemalan national Normian Ariayala, and 42-year-old Guatemalan Rigoberto Vasquez Vasquez for the counterfeit document scheme. Ayala and Vasquez Mencho were charged with felony re-entry into the United States after removal as well. The indictment alleged all three defendants conspired to transfer and sell false permanent resident cards and Social Security account number cards that lent the appearance of legitimate documents issued under the authority of the United States, knowing that they were unlawfully produced and counterfeit. The investigation included evidence that on seven occasions, sales were made to confidential sources and observed by Department of Homeland Security investigators. On March 16, U.S. Attorney Verhey announced that Norma Ayala was sentenced to 8 months in federal prison for her role in the counterfeit document scam. Ayala had been previously deported from the United States on four prior occasions, according to court records. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Before his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X, formerly Twitter, at Randy Clark.